Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Angela Lang of Block with me, alongside Jeff Mandel of Law Forward and John Frankie, attorney for United Wisconsin of the law firm Gass Turek. We are discussing together and with you this afternoon the opportunity that awaits for Wisconsin voters in fusion voting. Do you hate the political parties the way that they're constituted? Do you look at the lineup on your ballot and go, I don't like any of these choices. Where are my real options? Well, John and Jeff have filed a lawsuit to help do exactly that, and that is bring Wisconsin voters more choice. It's called fusion voting. They're here to talk about it. In a nutshell, fusion voting is where more than one political party can endorse a different candidate. By opening up this possibility, it would allow different parties to come to different candidates, perhaps of the two major parties, and say, hey, we need you to consider our policy platform on these particular issues. We need you to moderate your position or to consider these other issues and endorse them. And in return, we'll consider endorsing you. Overarchingly, this would have potentially a moderating impact on candidates and give voters the opportunity to see candidates that potentially better reflect their overall values. I'll pause there, Jeff, first. Am I getting that right? Do you need to make any corrections? I don't like to say incorrect things without editing them for listeners. And if I am correct, if you could explain what the basis for the lawsuit to challenge the way that political parties and elections currently work in Wisconsin, what's the argument that you all are making?
Sure. You've largely got it right, Maggie. Although I would say, yes, it could have a moderating impact. But really what fusion voting is for anyone who feels that the political parties aren't meeting their needs and the candidates aren't where they want them to be. So if you look at the candidates and you think, I wish a party I feel close to was different, or I wish there was a party I felt close to, then fusion voting is for you. And that could be about making candidates more moderate. It could be about making them care about other things. Whatever issues you want, the goal is to make our democracy work better and have the candidates and the political process be more responsive to people's wishes. The way we're going to do this, the way the lawsuit is built, is under the state constitution, right? We don't often enough talk about the state constitution in our country. This is something you and I have spoken about before in the context of other lawsuits, but we're really working to build state constitutional law and look at how Wisconsin is supposed to work under our own Wisconsin constitution. And there are several provisions of our state constitution that the ban on fusion voting interferes with or violates, including the free speech of parties, of political parties that want to nominate a candidate and can't because someone else has already beaten them to the punch and nominated that candidate, the free association of voters and candidates who want to associate with each other and are restricted to do so, the guarantee under our state constitution that we will maintain a free government here, consistent with our core principles and recurrence to those common values that we look back to in our history. And I spoke before the break about how much of a role fusion voting played in Wisconsin history. We think that it's really important that the court, in looking at this, say, this is part of our history. This is something that the people who wrote our Constitution understood. The people who wrote our Constitution were really from different political parties than we think about now. And they understood this, and we should be bringing it back to make our democracy work the way they understood and anticipated.
You know, those little things like freedom of speech, free association, the teeny weeny little constitutional concepts. Angela, I wanted to give you the chance to ask or make some additional commentary before I turn to our listeners' questions.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I think it should be simple. What's the timeline for this, right? If folks are interested and they're interested in following it, what's the timeline that you all are anticipating?
John?
Well, Jeff, go ahead. I think you have as good a sense as to the likely timing of this as anyone.
Well, we filed this lawsuit early in May, and or at the very end of April. And so we expect we'll hear back from we sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which oversees our elections and is in charge of keeping the keeping this from happening, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so we expect that they'll respond by the middle of June. And then we'll have to see. But I would hope that by the fall, we'll be moving and people will be starting to hear what's happening in court.
Here's a question from Steve in Greene County. If either of you gentlemen can briefly answer this, we got about a minute left. If this is ultimately successful, I would imagine that you will need also enabling or enacting legislation to specify the mechanics of this to avoid the situation where you would have an intentionally nefarious party like the Nazi Party endorse a candidate to attempt to like tank their candidacy. Is that part of what, you know, we'd have to work through the particulars here to make sure it works right?
Candidates still have to accept a nomination, right? You can't just foist yourself on a candidate. So a candidate would have the opportunity to be affiliated with the party or not. Whether there would be new legislation or rules, we'd have to see. But this is really pretty simple. We just want to get rid of the prohibition that exists right now in Wisconsin law.
Folks, we've had Jeff Mandel of Law Forward and John Franke, attorneys for United Wisconsin, John Franke of Glass Turek, and of course, Angela Lang, my guest co-host with me every 4 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. When we come back after the top of the hour, childcare in Wisconsin, we are in crisis mode and what you can do about it. Our fine discussion continues on the other side. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.